Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the lady gang. I am Becca Tobin here with Jack Vanek and Kelty Knight. I actually just almost stuttered because I said your names in a different order.
I don't know.
You left me to last? I'm sorry. We're also here with Jordan.
We usually do it in alphabetical order, which I would be first.
No,
whatever.
You would be last.
Knight is.
Oh, okay. We're talking about last names.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyways, we're also here with Jordan. You cut me off.
Jordan the intern.
Jordan the intern, who's slowly becoming our boss.
Yep.
Somehow, just another boss. All of these people just become our bosses.
No, the best thing is we're gonna, as we get bigger, we're just gonna keep hiring people, and we'll keep moving down on the ladder.
I want to be the bottom of the totem pole. I feel comfortable when I'm at the bottom.
Yeah, because you don't really have that many responsibilities.
Yes, please. May I have some more?
One peanut.
Okay.
May I come be on the lady gang this week? Jordan?
Now, Kelty, follow the rules. What's it time for?
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
I'm going first.
Okay.
Okay. So, with all this Kardashian baby whatever bullshit, I've been so sick of hearing about it because honestly, it's so stupid. The only thing I do love, though, is that on Tristan Thompson's Instagram.
Oh, the comments.
The comments of people being like, I hope every time you put toothpaste on your toothbrush, the toothpaste falls off when you put it underwater. I hope, I hope you run out of milk every time you try to pour yourself a bowl of cereal. It is so, so good. But the best part is that someone tagged me after she had the baby and announced that the baby's name was True. Someone tagged me in the boy with no job, his Instagram, and his meme was Khloe Kardashian naming her baby True has me wondering, does no one like normal names anymore? Like, what's wrong with Rebecca?
You're like, damn,
and
right.
And a lady ganger sent me a message and was like, your name's not on trend anymore. It was really so
fun. That
really
means
cute.
You're really cool, though.
That's funny.
Like, you're so uncool that you're cool again.
I know. It's like being Susie in a world of, like, Kennedys.
Gertrude.
Gertrude. Okay, so here's my bad week. I'll make it brief. I went to the dentist. I have had a very good history with having one cavity in my whole life, and it was a borderline cavity. It wasn't a full cavity, but she decided to give me a filling, preventative filling.
Right.
Well, I just went back because I've been having sensitivity in my gum line. Apparently, I've been brushing my teeth too hard, and my gums are receding up and up.
So are mine.
So my nerve is out in the open. So then she put a little thing over it, and now I'm in worse pain than I was before. Why are teeth so hard to have?
Why are you in worse pain?
I don't know.
Because your gum hurts?
Because all the work she did on it, but it's been a while.
Like, it should have healed itself.
It hurts. So I hate the dentist.
Ugh. It's the worst.
It's the worst. Who's next?
Kelty?
I'm next. Good week. I'm renovating my bedroom, which we all know has been happening for months.
Yeah.
But we're about to hit the 1 year anniversary of me owning that house and sleeping on the floor on a mattress on the floor with no furniture.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't know you've owned that house for a year.
July.
That is crazy.
Yeah, we're close. And so I've done nothing. And first of all, I know what I like and I don't like, but I can't put things together with clothes, with house, with food.
Oh my God,
everything.
Me too. Especially with interior design.
And so, but when my girl made the design, I knew I loved it. I thought this is going to be amazing. And then as it's being put together, I feel like a real grown-up. Like, I feel like my space is so inspiring, and I'm so happy with it. And I've just loved creating Fixer Upper LA, and I just want to thank everyone for watching it on my Instagram. So that's it. My
good week TV is show on Instagram.
Yeah, so great. Bad week. I had a memory. This is a flashback bad week. I had a memory of the 90s. And do you remember when every star did the milk campaign?
Yeah.
With the milk mustache?
Yes.
So my bad week is just gross. Like, milk is so gross.
Why is this a bad? Did something happen?
I was just thinking about that campaign. And
no, it is weird.
How insane it was. It was the same as being on the cover of Rolling Stone.
It really was.
Like, Leonardo DiCaprio's new milk campaign.
Wait, I have a really embarrassing thing to say.
What? Yeah.
I collected those.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, no, my girlfriend has a book of them.
I wonder where they are. They're probably going to be worth so much money.
Here's my question, though.
Damn it.
Who is just milk in general paying for? Like,
yeah,
who?
Yeah.
Just Dairy Farmers of America or something,
yeah.
Allegedly.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I thought about it and I thought, it's kind of like a wacky
the cotton
world.
Campaign.
I always wondered about that, too. But cotton's a brand, though, I think.
No,
cotton has a logo.
You mean like?
That's the National Cotton Association.
Oh. Well, then they are their business.
Right.
Yeah,
sure.
But that's like milk.
Milk is a business.
Milk is disgusting.
Milk is disgusting.
Like the Olsons, do you think they're ever like at the Met Gala and they're like, remember when we did a milk ad?
Yeah, they're probably like, remember when we made like $10 million doing a milk ad?
They probably don't even remember.
Anyway,
is that how everyone's going to feel about I'd rather go nude than wear fur?
I think I already
you have
feel
one
that
of those.
Way. Yeah, I already feel that way.
You know, I turned down the PETA ad.
You did?
Because I think that they bully people too much.
I think they do bully
they
some
definitely.
People.
There's a lot of.
There's a lot
there's
of
a
stuff.
There's a lot of.
But things. I loved it because Hobo got to be in it, but.
Yeah, it's fine.
And I don't wear fur.
And you looked great.
Yeah, and I was
I don't
naked.
Wear fur either, but like I don't need them bullying me.
No. Okay.
Everybody's a hypocrite in some way, though. If you don't
totally.
Wear fur, you're eating meat, or
it's
you have a leather
bag
in your car, or leather shoes.
I know. We can't win.
No, you can't.
So it's hard out here to be a milk lover.
Out of it.
Milk.
Ugh.
You guys want to do an episode of Lady Gang where we just drink a big glass of cold milk?
No.
I
would have so much diarrhea. I'm so lactose intolerant.
That's like the biggest.
I really wish Lactaid would sponsor me. Hmm. Also, I've been hearing a lot of poopery ads.
Ooh,
on,
Poopery would be
on
a great sponsor.
Podcasts. I'm sorry. If there's not a face for Poopery out there and it's not mine.
The face of Poopery, Becca Tobin.
I mean, you guys. Hello, yeah. Poopery.com.
Yeah, you guys, everyone.
The woman reading the ad, too, is like, POOPURI.com.
Lady Gang, I need you guys to sick the Poopery socials and
for
get
real.
Us a cool
no,
sponsorship.
If we don't
deal.
Have a Poopery sponsorship in like 2 weeks, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah. Okay,
like, we need
go,
to.
Jack.
It's like the power of intention right now. Okay, well,
we tried that with Mexico. We're still not in Mexico.
We did it with MedMen.
Lady Gang did write and said she worked for a travel agency in Mexico and that she could help us arrange a great trip to Mexico.
Girlfriend,
I
need to pay for
it. I was like, you mean arrange? Like, we have to pay for it ourselves? That doesn't sound like very much fun at all.
We're going to pass until we're famous.
Yeah, I'm going to save up till I'm famous, okay?
Okay, yeah. Okay, so my good week is I've never been a fan of golf because I feel like it's the most boring thing mm-hmm. in the entire world.
Let me guess, you got a cute outfit and now you love it? Is that real?
No.
Damn
but
it.
That would make me love. I did go golfing once and I had the cutest outfit and I enjoyed that one time.
Shocker.
It also reminds me of my ex-boyfriend and it makes me want to barf. However, I went to Topgolf. Recently.
Topgolf's the jam.
And you know what? I have a new appreciation for golf. I cannot swing and like actually hit a target, but man, it is like therapy.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of everything I was pissed off about in life and just whacking the ball. And it was like I was moving through some shit while I was at Topgolf.
Oh, moving through some shit.
And then I was so like every muscle in my body was sore from just standing there, basically.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was great. So Topgolf.
What was your bad week?
Okay, bad week. One of our girls on the Lady Gang Facebook group found the absolute worst review that we have had on our podcast
so far. Yes,
are you ready?
Yes.
The title is, would rather listen to Paint Dry, which I don't
understand.
You can't
hear Paint Dry. But I think that's the point, though. Whatever.
Whatever.
Eloise.
Here is the review, Eloise, number two. This podcast is listening to a washed-up emo who makes the lamest clothing a monkey could create, and I have no clue why anyone would spend money on that garbage. A 40-year-old desperately trying to be 20 again with the most annoying voice and ADD in the world, trying so hard to be hot and famous, counting her Instagram likes and followers. It's embarrassing.
Ew.
And,
And the
used to be prom queen who was on a show that declined when her portion of characters entered. They eat during the podcast.
I wasn't a prom queen, so you can go F yourself.
They eat during the podcast, which means you can hear them chewing into the mic. It's disgusting. I think they try to call themselves Hollywood's hottest girl group. More like Hollywood's biggest tryhards.
Ew.
Yes, bitch.
Thanks for the review, though. It means we matter.
The best thing, though, is like
if you don't have haters, you ain't shit.
All the comments on it were like, this girl definitely got kicked out of the Facebook group.
for
like,
sure.
You know she was like in it, and then she did something shitty, and she got kicked out, and now she burned the lady box.
Sorry, girl. Did she have a name?
No. Oh, I don't think so. No.
Name.
Witch hunt.
Okay.
No.
What's next?
It just says tap, tap.
Tap, tap.
I don't know what that means, if that was her username.
Is she a soul
cycle
teacher?
I bet you collect milk ads.
Yeah.
No, loser!
No, okay, what's coming up?
One of my, like, kind of icons is here.
Woo.
A hosting icon.
Woo, woo, woo.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
Our guest today has the best abs I have ever seen, but gosh darling, she's pretty on the inside too, recently raising an insane amount of money for UNICEF USA. She's a CEO creating Brooke Burke body app and the site Modern Mom. P.S. A little while ago, there was an amazing recipe up there, and I fell in love with her watching her host Dancing with the Stars. True story. I will talk about this in a little later. She's also a cancer survivor, a fellow podcaster, and you can listen to The Brooke Burke Show on Spotify, and this allows me to mention that you can also listen to Lady Gang on Spotify. Please welcome to the Lady Gang, nice. Brooke Burke.
Well done. You didn't screw up my name and all the B's in Brooke Burke Body and Brooke
Burke. No.
You've done this before.
You're such an inspiration because, first of all, fitness is something. We have our own fitness subgroup on Facebook, so I'm very excited talk to you about this, but I remember being a little rockette in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, or wherever that was, and we would watch you host Dancing with the Stars every night, and I was like, oh my god, that seems like the coolest job, and you're one of the people that made me want to go into hosting.
That's so nice.
Because you also hosted the Rockstar.
Yeah.
That was a great show. Do you remember that show?
Oh, yeah.
That was an amazing show. I did that with Mark Burnett, and it was so much fun, and we had two really strong seasons, and that was like back in the day when sort of reality music competitions
didn't exist.
And it was awesome. I think rock and roll was probably hard to manage, but there was so much incredible unsigned talent.
And the fashion.
And it was nice. Like, no one was making fun of anyone.
That's true.
Unlike some of the other reality competition shows. But that's so nice. Thank you. It's nice to meet you.
Okay. So first of all, we've also had Derek Huff on, who I know
love.
We love from Dancing with the Stars. We're going to get to that. But let's talk about the app first, because we have a lot of girls that love to work out, and we want to know, like, what do we have to do to look like you? Because you walked in and I was like, hot damn, I need to work out harder.
Well,
I need to
like
squat
you.
Right now.
No, you look awesome. I want everybody to look like themselves, but thank you. I actually created the app so that people could figure out how to work out at home, even people who don't love fitness, because a lot of people just don't dig it, and then there's a million excuses, and they're not into it. They don't know how, when, where, or how to even get started, so I created a bunch of really short, effective burns. Like, let's say you just want to work on your booty, or you just want to work on your abs, or your goal this month is that you want to tone your arms or you want to slim down for summer, you could, no joke, spend 8 minutes, 12 minutes, 17, like short and effective. And I used to think that was all BS. I used to think there's no way that works.
Right.
And, you know, I like to work out as much as I can because it's my sanity. It's my escapism. It's like as much from my head as it is from my body. But it is true that you can do these 8 minute, 10 minute, 12 minute workouts that have an afterburn and that really tone and sculpt your body. So I'm always producing new content and it's designed for anyone, like at any level. Even the person that's not into it. So, you know, there's so much science and new technology now that you can work out at home on vacation.
Yeah,
you can do it
amazing.
On your tablet. You can turn down my voice if I'm annoying. You can crank up your playlist. Like, just get it done. Get it done. Right?
Why do you think people love their butts so much right now? Like, I remember I used to be cool because I had a flat butt, and now people
you never wanted a butt back in the day.
You never wanted
really,
a butt.
That's so funny.
And now you want a butt.
It's so funny that you're asking that, because my class that I teach in Malibu is called Booty Burn, and everybody's, like, all about building booty.
Yeah.
I just did this Booty 101 program, like, showing everybody how to sculpt and lift and build booty. I think it's people, you know, on the map. I mean, it started with J-Lo, where everybody... Do you remember, let's go back, like, 10 years, where people were like, wow, she has this amazing, big...
fabulous, but now it's like no big deal. And then you've got the Kardashians.
Right.
And
right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like we're embracing more of a feminine woman's body. Yeah. We look at somebody like Beyonce, by the way, who I just saw at Coachella, who doesn't even have a full, like, she has booty, but she's so tiny now. And then I was like, wow.
She's a little vegan booty.
Amazing. Exactly. But I just think we're embracing, you know, a woman today. Mm-hmm. And it sort of goes back, you know, 50 years.
Yeah.
Right? It
yeah.
all, oh, yeah. it's sort of full circle.
Thank God.
I know, full, I know.
Because I was trying so hard to be Kate Moss, and I just realized I never would be.
I mean, and that's
hard.
Just.
It's yeah. hard.
And you're little like her, too. You're like, I'm the mini supermodel.
And you don't want to be like, we have to eat and be strong and take yeah. care
and
of our body.
And it's healthy the way that they want women yeah. to look now.
Like, I think so. Nice. I think so. I'm happy to see that shift.
Speaking of that, so Lady Gang, we're all about sort of the no bullshit of it. So I want to know really what you ate today. Like, tell me what you eat to look like this. Like, are you vegan? Do you do
this? Is a bad day to
ask me. All I want
to
know. It really
like,
is.
No, it's a bad day. That's great.
You know what's really. No, it's a bad day to ask me because I've been in the car because I live in Malibu. Oh, yeah. Driving here was like
so
crazy.
So, Brooke, tell us on a good day. If you plan a good day and then if you plan your worst day.
Okay, fine.
Like, it is Academy Awards and you're eating nachos.
That's super fun. That's super fun. Okay. And I do eat nachos. In fact, last night I had a really long day. So I came home and my kids, I was starving. So I think I went to Starbucks and got one of those egg white feta wraps and had and I was so hungry that by the time I got home it was time for dinner. I'm like, I don't even care. And I had refried beans with cheese and chips and soup, and I ate everything that was on the table.
Okay.
But today I'm doing that intermittent fasting concept, which I really love, which isn't that complicated. You just, by the time you finish your last meal, you do 14 to 16 hours before you eat your first meal. It sounds hard. It's not.
Oh, I love it.
Especially if you sleep in and you're not eating breakfast.
You did it? This is what I did in Canada.
And all you do is drink coffee.
It totally works. So I got up this morning, and this is going to sound crazy, and I put ghee, which is like the highest content of fat, butter, all the stuff that we were told never to eat. I put that in my coffee, and it's heavy and it's fat, and then you're full.
I have a question with that, though, because with intermittent fasting, are you not supposed to have anything other than just black coffee?
You're not supposed to have anything except for really good high fat. So that's kind of the confusion, because if you didn't, you'd be starving. And who wants to fast? Like, you lose most people at that word, right? So I do that. And then you're really full. And then I went and I did hot yoga, and then I was starving. So after that, I went to Sun Life and I had a shake, which is major high fat again, so it's like almond milk and dates and cacao and a little bit of probably chocolate and protein and more fat. I put oils in it. So even though it sounds like it's all healthy, it's like you're full forever. And that's all I've had because I'm going to go home and eat a really big meal. But that's because I've been in the car all day. But normally I have
lunch. Everybody listening's like, no
way. They're like, no, I can't do that butter and shake. But normally I would have like sushi, or I'd have a filet mignon, or I'd have like a salmon salad, or, you know, I would snack on an avocado. I eat bacon, I eat meat, I eat fish. I just don't eat all the packaged crap, like the chips and the sugar and the flour. But if I'm craving pizza, I'm going to go home and have a glass of wine or two and a margarita pizza and put olive oil on it and jalapenos and enjoy my life. And so that's like moderation.
Yeah.
And then I'll get back on the plan the next few days. But I eat. I eat well.
That's refreshing.
It is refreshing.
Because I work out hard. I work out hard so I can eat.
That's like Leah when she was on.
Yeah.
She was like, I love to eat, and so I work out every day. And you always see her going to these like crazy spin classes and stuff.
You're talking about Leah Michelle?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's always at spin class, and we used to do the same yoga class together and Soul Cycle. And she does, but she isn't another woman with a healthy body. You have to eat and feed your body because starving yourself is not going to work at all.
Mm-mm. So now a little bit about Derek Huff, because he came on and he's like beloved, you know, of course, and we love him. But what was it like really working with him?
Well, going way back, I feel like he was a baby when we
danced. That's what I'm saying. Derek Huff yet.
Derek Huff yet. And I just saw a post of him yesterday, like with scruff, looking like a man. He was all spiritual. He was like in the desert, and he's so
very
positive.
Spiritual now.
First of all, let me just say he is one of the nicest people. I mean, Julianne, Derek, their family, they're a legitimately normal, loving family. And when I danced with him, I feel like he was a boy. Like, he hadn't won yet. He wasn't a champion. He wasn't a world-class choreographer.
Right. He was an Emmy winner.
I should say he wasn't decorated with the title, but he was so meticulous and so talented. And you have to understand, like, everybody, when they got on the show, you're scared out of your mind.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You're an amateur with this pro. So he clearly had the alpha superior role. And I was terrified. And he was terrified because he doesn't know how wrong. That's what happens on that show. The pros have no faith in their celebrity talent because we don't know what the heck we're doing.
Yeah.
So I would say, looking back, he was humble and young and sweet and just totally green. You know, he was just coming up. He was working on his album and learning how to really have faith in himself as a champion. And then he went on after we won to win again and again and again and again, and the Oscars and the Emmys and you name it. He's so talented.
I know. It's almost
annoying.
And
he can sing, too. He can sing, he can act, he can dance.
That whole family, it's like, weird.
Yeah,
you're a little bit like,
were you built in a test tube?
I know.
Exactly.
You know
what I mean? Like these super soldiers.
They took all the talent out of the family.
Yeah. Literally, we're like, okay, you can just host the Lady Game podcast because you're more talented than all of us.
I do want to ask you, we always talk to our guests about two things. Their ish moment, like the moment they felt like they were the most famous, like the paparazzi was chasing them or like they had really made it. And then their Hollywood heartbreak, the job that you didn't get that you really, really hoped you'd get. Or the gig that you auditioned 9 times for, and then they were
Oh, that's such a good question. Well, there were a gazillion gigs I didn't get. That's sort of the nature of the business. And I always tell people who are starting out, like, you have to be strong enough and prepared to get rejected every single day. Yeah. It's just how it goes. Yeah. And I think when I first came to town, which is probably why I tried to help so many people, because nobody really guided me. I didn't have that mentor. I just sort of figured it out, so it took me a really long time. I think I had a lot of fear to allow myself to really want something bad enough to take that chance to be completely deflated. And after I won Dancing with the Stars and they were looking for a new host and I wasn't going to test because I knew everybody in, you know, in that network, I said, I really want to test. Like, if you guys are testing, it's not beneath me. I want to go in and I'm going to test.
You posted national
and
shows before.
I, you know, like, let me test. I know you know me, but I don't mind going up against every other host in the world who won that gig. And I really let myself want that job really bad because for a woman at the time, you know, you had Idol and you had Ryan Seacrest.
That's it. Yeah.
And then you had Dancing with the Stars. So I let myself, like, live and breathe and visualize that. And I ended up getting it. So it was so elating and so amazing.
It's true. There's so few hosting jobs for women.
And especially live shows. Right. I mean, what is there really? Especially nowadays. And now you've got comedians and, you know, A-list actors that are hosting. It's sort of a different landscape right now. But I love live television. Yeah. So that was sort of probably my
ish.
You know, my ish moment.
Hollywood heartbreak, the gig you didn't get.
The gig I didn't get. I mean, so many I didn't get. I don't know.
You don't have to name a name. It's okay. I mean, it's better if you do, but I mean, I'm just kidding.
I mean, no. I'm trying to think of anything like really big that I went up for. I mean, I did Rockstar, I did Wild On, I did Dance. I did like all these amazing.
Yeah.
I look back, I'm so blessed. Even Wild On was the gig of a lifetime. I traveled around the world and did 40 countries in 2 years.
Oh,
and did insane things.
That's
like,
awesome.
I flew a rocket, I swam with sharks, I jumped out of planes. I did things that we would never do. Yeah. As a woman, if I thought about it, I'd be like, I would never do that.
I know.
Total adrenaline jump.
Amazing. Okay, so I have a this or that game for us. Okay. And because you are all about, you know, sort of health and your app and body, we have looked up the, like, craziest health trends.
Oh,
and we're going to have to pick which one you would do. Okay?
I love it. Okay, there's so much weird stuff out there that's not true. Okay.
I'm definitely going to butcher this, how you say this, but Hydrometacanalis, the European medical leech. It points to various – you attach it to various points of the body to increase blood flow and increase circulation. Miranda Kerr just did it with Gwyneth Paltrow at her health summit.
It's worse than the vampire facial.
Or would you do a vitamin IV?
For sure a vitamin IV. I want nothing to do with a leech sucking blood out of my body.
But if, what if it's
you
doing
it? Yeah, I'd do it.
I have done the vampire facial, though, and that is morbid.
Really?
Do you know what that is?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Where they suck your own blood out, right?
Where they actually take – you know, they take blood from your veins and then they spin it and they take the PRPs, I think I'm saying this right, and they take the healthy part of the platelets of the blood and then they take this laser that pokes these tiny, tiny little microscopic holes all over your face. So you're actually bleeding and then they put your blood back into
it. Works?
Isn't that what, like, the Kardashians
everybody's talking
the reason
about
why?
I don't know if it works. Do we know if any of this works?
No, we don't.
I would do it all.
Did you feel like the next day you were like, wow, I look like 100% better?
No. I felt a little swollen and disrupted, which is probably what it does. And it's supposed to stimulate collagen. I don't know.
But eventually, did you feel better? Or is it just like those peels that don't do anything?
Like, I liked it. I thought it was good and I liked it.
But aren't they also like $1,000?
I think they're somewhere around
there. Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Something super expensive.
If I don't feel the way I feel after Botox, like that is the, that for me is what matters. I need to feel that
as
good.
Fresh.
Like, I need to have really beautiful skin, though.
Thank you.
It's the Botox.
But to, it is the Botox. But to be able, I need those really kinds of results. Yeah. Like, I need to see that.
Right. Yeah. Once it sets in, the day that you stop moving your forehead, you're like, I've never felt younger.
It's amazing.
But that's the challenge. Like, a lot of the stuff, do we know if it works? Is it preventing things?
That's the thing. Botox does.
They sell the heck out of it. Do we really know? I don't know.
Or they're just swindling thousands of dollars from people.
Or, like you said, we hear a big name, and you're like, she did that. I have to do that.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
totally.
Like, all this microneedling that everybody's talking about.
I tried to microneedle myself, and then Becca's like, y'all gotta get a staph infection.
No,
don't do it at home. And I'm like,
especially at home, because you're using your dirty one with all your face cells on it.
It was brand new, but okay, I'll try anything once. All right. Yeah. Would you drink wild harvested blue-green algae or cockroach milk? There's this specific type of roach that does not lay eggs when reproducing. Instead, it makes this sort of nutritious liquid that you can extract from its embryonic sac, and it is like similar to placenta. So you know how like placenta is supposed to be so healthy for you?
No.
Yeah. Placenta.
But it's only a human placenta.
Placenta, this doesn't is a gross me out because I've done it 4 times.
Yeah.
Cockroaches, no chance. Leeches, no. I would do the blue algae.
Okay.
I feel like I've drank
the
blue algae.
Did you eat your placenta?
Before.
No.
Oh.
But
you've just seen your placenta. You're like, I've done a placenta 4 times. I've held what my placenta four times.
I wanted to plant it. I wanted to plant it and, like, birth something from it. The first time, I didn't do the proper paperwork at the hospital. This is crazy. You have to, like, to remove a bodily organ. You have to, like, go through this extensive.
Well, I would think so.
Yeah.
The second time they lost it.
My heart.
The second time they lost it at Cedars, and then I think I
they lost your placenta?
Yeah, lost placenta?
They probably threw it away.
I threw it away, and then I did bring one home, and then I forgot to planted.
Wait, when you planted, what happened?
Well, it's like a hippy-dippy thing, but some people believe that it bursts. Like, you know, it's all the nutrients.
You just have to put like a
spiritual
thing with it to make sure
it's a fig tree or like a plant or something.
When you say you forgot, like, where?
Yeah, you don't want to know the rest of it. Yeah, it was a bad situation.
Like, you brought it in the fridge?
In the fridge. You have to keep it in the fridge.
Oh my God.
Keep it in the fridge.
Someone probably ate it.
Someone trying to make a sandwich?
People make placenta soup. Yeah. Like, you know, people use it for skincare, and it's like coveted.
You had 4 babies?
I did, yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow. Were you ever fat?
I was pregnant my whole life.
You were pregnant your whole life.
Yeah, I mean, not your whole life, but my oldest is 18, then I have a 16-year-old, 10, and 11. So, yeah.
Oh, you were pregnant for like 10 years.
My whole life, yeah.
So you liked being pregnant, right?
I liked having babies. I didn't like being... I was okay. I didn't love being pregnant, but it was fine. I was a good pregnant person.
Yeah. We're now really deep right now before we continue on this or that. No, my makeup artist, Rebecca, says that every time she laughs, she pees a little because she birthed too many children. Do you pee a little when you laugh?
That's a really good question because I have a long-going partnership with with Poise. I've been through that, you know, the point before the LBL. I've been through that, but I think that all the working out and abdominal work really helps
your
that. And it's not just birthing. I mean, that's part of, like, one out of three women have that. Young women, athletes have it, women before they've had kids, coughing, sneezing, laughing. Yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily related to childbirth, and it's not a fun thing either, right?
No, it's so embarrassing.
It's exponentially worse.
I was, like, walking back from the office this morning, my sweatpants, I was like, I think I just peed down my leg.
You know what?
There's really walking.
But there's totally products you can use for that. I know this is, like, we're going, like, with way too much information, but you can.
Yeah, okay.
No, you have to deal with that.
You gotta do some Kegels.
It's not really the Kegel muscle, though.
But doesn't that
strengthening the pelvic floor?
Yeah. Okay.
You're kind of right. You're kind of sort of right.
I'll take it.
Okay. Wow. Would you rather do the keto diet, which is mostly fats and proteins, or the paleo diet, which is raw foods and no processed foods?
Keto.
Yeah.
Because paleo is like all carnivore, all meat, and no carbs and no sugar. So I like keto.
Okay.
Oh, so sad.
Becca? Keto for sure, because I'm weird with meats.
Okay.
Oh, paleo.
Yeah,
like
same.
Bacon,
I could
meat,
never.
meat, right?
Mm-hmm. I get like weirded out.
I can only eat turkey, really.
Turkey's the worst.
Are you vegetarian?
No, I'm not, but I can't. I'm weird about how I eat meat, how it's prepared, and I don't know. I get older, it grosses me out because I know.
Paleo's a lot of meat.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
I was vegetarian for 8 years and then vegan for like a year and a half.
And
then she's just eating like turkey out of the package.
And then now I'm
sliced.
Like, no, but I'm still so weird about meats. So I don't like when a meat looks, I say, like too honest. So I like have to have like a sliced turkey or a white meat chicken.
So
I can't
it looks
do
like
dark
plastic.
Meat. Yeah.
It can't be too literal.
It can't be
like
too
like a McDonald's.
Sucking it off of like,
right.
Yeah.
You want
yeah,
you no. want a rib.
No.
I can't
no.
do
no,
a
no.
chicken wing. Oh my God.
Oh no.
I can't
too
do a chicken wing.
Too much stuff.
A boneless chicken wing.
Ew,
but then
no,
it's
I'm with you on that.
I can't.
No, gross.
It's not.
Ugh, no.
Okay. Well, you're welcome. I know America and our listeners worldwide really wanted to know if you guys liked meat. So,
well, you asked.
Becca loves meat. Mm-mm. Okay. Next one. Would you rather do just a straight Kegel, or would you, try the jade egg up your vag and like squeezing it? It's supposed to be good for you.
How do you get it out of there once it's in? Does
I don't
it have
think
like a string?
No.
I mean.
Or do you
push,
just push
it out? It's pretty big, right? An
I don't
egg?
Know. I've never really
is
seen
it like
it.
The size
yeah,
of a
it's
real
like
egg?
An egg? You've seen it. It's jade.
I haven't seen one, but I've heard that. Yeah. I guess you push it out.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't know if I have
women
that strength.
Can push babies out, you can push a jade egg out.
I guess. I don't know.
I'm not doing that. I'm doing Kegels, as we speak.
Kegels. I am too.
Kegels.
Lady
right
Gaby,
now.
Work so hard. Make a great
My
podcast.
Ballet teacher was the one who taught me about Kegels.
How old were you?
Young. Because
you're what
there's
teacher?
My
no, there
ballet
is.
Teacher.
Oh,
there's okay. some sort of, I don't know, the tuck. It's so internal that the best way she could ever describe it was like squeezing your vagina. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing Kegels forever.
Oh, wow, you're ahead of the
That's why
game.
You've also never been dumped, Becca.
This is a good thing.
This is what I'm saying. You know, doing the abdominal work, you know, partner up with the Kegels.
And
good
I'm,
thing.
I'm over here peeing my pants. Okay, great. All right. Okay, the last thing I did want to ask you before we move on is I know that you're a cancer survivor, thyroid cancer, and I have Hashimoto's, so my thyroid's been all over the place, and and they think it's crap because they're...
Nope. We didn't think it's crap.
Who's ever said that?
I had Hashimoto's
you did.
As well for 10 years.
So tell, can you, well, okay. So some people have it and it doesn't really affect them and they take the Synthroid and they're fine. And then there's other people, like my hair fell out and it was like so many things. So I want to know about your journey and how you found out and then what it was like to sort of live without your thyroid.
God, it sounds like you've been through a lot with that. So I had Hashimoto's as well, and I found out because I was exhausted after I gave birth to my second child. And everybody was like, oh, you're a new mom. You just had two babies. You're fine. And I was married to a doctor at the time. I'm like, I am not fine. I am sleeping, and I am working, and I'm falling, and I can't function. So I'm either going to go down a dark road, or I got to figure this out.
Yeah.
Nobody knew what it was. And then I finally found the right doctor who did the proper blood work and diagnosed me with Hashimoto's. So my thyroid was barely functioning, which you know. So yes, you get on the Synthroid, you have this autoimmune that attacks your thyroid and you have to take medicine.
Yeah.
So did that for 10 years. And then I had a little lump on my thyroid, which you'll see that sometimes you have an irregular thyroid when you have Hashimoto's, right?
Yeah.
Which could be nothing, and a lot of women have them. So just to be really clear, it's scary and alarming, but it could be nothing. You go and you get it biopsied and tested. A regular doctor was doing a physical. He felt it. He said, go get it checked. I had it checked. And even when I did that, the first time around, it came back sort of atypical, which means could be cancerous, could not be. Come back in 6 months, and you might be going through this every 6 months. I was like, nah, that doesn't really fly with me. I need to know what it is. So voluntarily, I found
another. Good for
you. I mean, I just more aggressive, like when we get early diagnosis on, we have access to so much great medical information. So I found a right doctor who was willing to biopsy it like 7 times. I did that, and sure enough, it was cancerous.
Wow.
So then I had to go in and have a thyroidectomy and take it out. But sometimes, you know, it's about those instincts, right? And I wasn't like a worrier or obsessed about it. I was just like, I just kind of want to know.
Yeah.
I don't want to every 6 months go back and be like, now, are you going to tell me that it's cancerous?
Yeah.
And I still take the same medicine. I take Cytomel with it because I think if you have no thyroid, sometimes you need a little bit of like a T strain. But I didn't go through all the ups and downs, it sounds like, that you did, because I was already – my thyroid wasn't functioning anyway.
At all. Right.
So aside from the scary part of cancer and having to have an organ removed, not – you know.
But what was it like after? So right after the surgery, you went back on thyroid medicine as like an artificial thyroid,
right away. Kind of the same medicine. And I would say the scariest part of it is, you know, checking into the hospital as a cancer patient and realizing that you're not invincible and there's something more powerful than you. And then assembling the right medical team and trying to be really positive. It's just scary, especially when you're healthy like I am. I'm like, No, I mean, it was sort of the joke. I was like, I don't have time for cancer. I mean, I was in the middle of the season of Dancing with the Stars. I was like, wait, what do you mean? Like, I have to go to the hospital and you're going to cut my neck open?
But I'm
like,
going to okay by Monday, right? Because I'm going to be in again on the best show in America.
My diamond choker. No, I'm kidding. But it was really fine afterwards. And then I, you know, you find the right sweet spot with all of your blood work. And the most important thing I learned from it really was the importance of those really annoying yearly physicals that not only women, but we have to do that, and they have to check everything, and it's a pain in the butt. I met so many people who have never had a physical after going through that journey, and I'm like, what? Like, we have access to everything, so we have to take care of ourselves.
I know. It's hard.
And it's a whole ordeal.
Right? Well, and as a woman, I think a lot of my friends justify not seeing another doctor because they're like, oh, I go to the lady doctor. And
I know.
But I'm like, well, they're not checking anything other than your lady part.
Yeah. And we have more and more. Look how much time we spend in that beauty salon.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm there for 5-6 hours getting the hair dyed, the gray, the highlight. I can't make a 2-hour physical once a year. Come on.
I know.
True. So,
well, that's great. I'm very happy for you. Congrats
on
that.
But if you ever, you know, have any issues with your Hashimoto's or thyroid,
I'm hoping mine is good.
Yeah, you should
pretty
be fine.
Good. I was really tired too, and it was very annoying because people kept saying, I would just be like, I am exhausted.
Yeah,
like, it was
worst.
Like an exhaustion that you couldn't really understand.
It's the worst feeling, borderline depressing, when you don't have energy.
And then people were like, you just need to sleep more. You just need to eat better. And you're like, actually, F you. Like, I literally, like, I was so mad. And I was I follow the rules, people.
I felt like that, too. I was like, no. You don't understand. Like, you can't function.
You maybe need an antidepressant.
Yeah. I'm like, no. I need that,
probably.
Maybe, but no. That's not my problem.
You're like, I definitely need that.
For me?
I'm still going to need that. But,
yeah. Do you have anything else good?
Write that script now, but I also want to go. Okay. When we come back, Brooke, who is here, obviously.
Hi.
Wow.
That was too tired.
She's tired.
So Hashimoto's catching up to her again.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so tired. Brooke is here and she's going to help us with our questionable advice.
Hey, ladies! Get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
And we're back. So for this part of our podcast, we have listeners writing questions and we give them some good advice.
Okay, good.
So our first question comes from, doesn't have a name, so we're going to say Anonymous. Anonymous says, I'm a bridesmaid in a wedding at the end of March and the bride was in my wedding back in December. She was the worst bridesmaid. She didn't do anything to help, and she was the only one who didn't come to my bachelorette trip to Charleston. For her wedding, she is planning her bachelorette trip for 7 days. I'd have to ask off 5 days of work and pay $320 for my share just for the place to stay, plus food, travel, etc. I'm considering not going because that's a lot to ask, and she didn't come on mine and didn't help at all with anything. Also, I'm in grad school and work full-time. Am I a terrible person for this, or should I just suck it up and go?
Ooh, you know how Becca feels about bridesmaid activities.
That one seems pretty crystal clear to me.
Yeah. Count me out.
Yeah. I mean, she's got all the right excuses.
Yeah.
Grad school, work, finances. I mean, she doesn't even have to go there that you didn't make it to mine. I'm not going to yours. It's just sort of
life.
I'd love to be there and I can't make it. And I know you'll understand considering considering my wedding.
You know? Also, a bachelorette trip for 7 days.
Seems aggressive.
Where are you going?
Wow.
Are you
I don't
guys
think you should be even friends
to
with
Charleston?
This person.
What is there? I mean, I know
well,
that
she went to Charleston. They're going to Mexico or something.
Oh, no, yeah, no.
Oh, yeah,
it doesn't say where they're going.
Yeah.
I mean, Charleston sounds fun, but
Charleston is fun.
7 days is just a long time to do anything.
That's a lot of time to ask for anybody to spend on you.
Unless it's a vacation.
I don't care if it's free. Like, you're not getting 7 days from me.
And don't you think usually, like, the bride is discussing all of that with all the girlfriends and they all figure out what they... It sounds like she wasn't really in the mix
of that conversation.
So,
what do you guys think we should do?
You won't be dissed.
7 days in Cabo? But don't tell Jill.
Maybe they did it so she wouldn't go anyway.
Yeah, you have all the excuses. This is like a perfect...
Perfect story.
I can't tell you how many times I've bailed on bridesmaids' duties, and I'm sure all my friends are still talking shit about it. But no one can make you do this. This is insane. And, like, you're going to be at the wedding, and that's really your only duty as a bridesmaid is to be supportive.
Yeah. You should send her flowers to the hotel where they're staying and be like, sad I can't be there.
That's
nice.
Then,
like, get a Books.com code from Lady Gang and, like, send her the $39.99 bouquet.
Yeah, that's true. It's like, we're all adults. It's very hard to ask anybody for a week of their time for something.
Getting into that tit-for-tat mentality, though, is very dangerous. So I will say, just forget about – don't not go because she was kind of shitty around the time of your wedding. Don't go because you clearly just don't want to go.
Yeah.
And, like, just let it go.
And school and work.
And
I mean, that sounds really clear.
You have
that's life. Life is happening.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. I have not read this yet and it's very long, so I apologize. It's from Victoria.
And I'm blind.
And I'm
Jack
blind.
Wants to add.
But like usually I'll edit it a little bit. Okay. Victoria says, "Hey ladies, I know this is a little long, but you need to know all the details. I'm engaged to the man I truly want to marry. I'm so happy and satisfied in every way, except for the fact that he's enlisted and stationed on the East Coast while I'm based here in LA. Because of my work and schooling, I cannot join him. We already went last year entirely apart, except for 1 week trip that we took." Yikes. Mm. "If our future goals and career choices go as planned, this long distance will continue to work for another 2 years without much visiting in between because of our work. If that hasn't been enough heartache, I have been in communication with an old but forever kindling flame lately." He is currently away on deployment. Damn, girl.
Jeez, she loves an army man.
I know, but he will be returning in a few months. A part of me is so pent up and frustrated with my non-existent sex life that I want to go have a one-night stand with the old flame. Wow. Okay. "I've discussed with my fiancé about the frustrations, but there isn't much we can do because of his commanding leadership and my inability to relocate. He's just as frustrated as I am. Is there any advice you can give with constant long distance, sexual frustrations, masturbation is just not good enough when I know my partner is 100 times better, and the old kindling flame?"
Number one, I want to know someone who's 100 times better
than masturbation.
Masturbating, yeah. I can give myself up to 100 times faster than I can.
Anyway, and I don't have to shower after, and there's no UTI. But okay, sounds like your life's great, better than mine.
Maybe
fine.
You haven't met the right guy.
She's saying.
I'm married, but okay.
Anyway, okay. So what do you think?
I think she's dabbling in another guy that's going to develop the same issues.
Yeah. Mm. Right, same.
Same, which is strange. One night stand, I don't get it. Go visit your man and get it out of your system.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't really... I think there's part of it... Part's missing. It's almost like she's asking us... It's almost like she's looking for a way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Is it an excuse to sabotage? I don't know. I mean, it's not going to... You either move and you're together or you deal with it or... Mm-hmm. Or if you can't, you have to make that decision, and it doesn't. I don't know. It's the one night stand that's gonna solve it for one night?
No. And then you have two more years of not seeing him again, and then you get satisfied in a different way, and you'll probably continue to look for different things like that.
And then that will haunt you
forever.
Yeah,
it's not like it was. I met this guy, and I'm second guessing it, and we have an opportunity to make a life. I don't know. We're missing a piece here.
You did long distance.
I did do long distance, but once it got to the point where it was like shit or get off the pot, mm-hmm. one person needed to make a move. We decided that as a couple, and clearly, I don't know what you do. You didn't say what you did, but you said you're based in LA. But is this a situation where you have to take the leap and just be where he is? Because if you want a life together and, you know, and the way I look at it is if you really love this person, you kind of, it doesn't matter where you are for the next 2 years, and it's just 2 years. So
I'm with you. Like if you're getting married and starting a life, you got to start that life together.
Yeah.
And if geography makes it impossible, then
like, what are you doing?
It
is like a shit or get off the pot moment.
It was,
for
we
her.
Totally
like,
had
well, for
that.
You and for her,
I
like
wish
this
we knew
point.
What they both, I mean, we know what he's doing, but I wish we knew what
she does.
I want to know how old she
also,
is.
Also, I love that she said because of his commanding leadership.
Yeah.
Don't you think I have a commanding leadership?
No,
at the lady
no. hardly.
Could you use that?
It's very much like a jargon for a military man.
I understand that, but should we redo the bios on our website?
No,
you would like commanding leadership.
You're the leader, but you're not super commanding.
Elena's the demanding leader.
That's true.
You are.
You're right.
That's
you. Yeah. Elena, she's in Japan.
Yes.
She's on vacation. Okay.
She's commanding us from Japan.
She literally texted me this morning. She's like, it's 5 a.m. Is everything okay? And I was like, oh my God, Elena, go on vacation. Anyway.
Yes.
I miss you, Elena. I barely had lunch today.
Okay. She's dying without you. Okay. Yeah. Our last question comes from Allison. Allison says, hey, ladies, I love you all because... She what? Loved Becca on Glee, I guess.
Thanks, Allison.
I wanted to ask, what should I do? I'm 20 years old and I live in a small town in Ohio. My family expects me to go to college for something, but I have no clue what I want to do, and I don't want to be a nurse like everyone else in this town. Interesting. I love to help people and I love to travel. I just don't think I'm ready to totally devote my life to college and to get a job that I'm not happy with. What should I do? Help.
get the hell out of Ohio, okay?
Yeah, no. There's so many nurses in Ohio. That's interesting.
Damn. What's happening in Ohio?
I don't know.
Are you small town?
I grew up in Tucson, so sort of. I mean, pretty simple. Great place to grow up, but you had to get out of there.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know if college is necessarily about knowing or defining exactly what you want to do. Mm-hmm. It's another sense of accomplishment. And then through that experience, you discover other possibilities, talents, relationships. Yep. You know, the first thing that came to mind listening to her, she loves to travel. It feels like she needs to go on a self-discovery trip and like go
and eat, pray, love.
Just go, exactly. Yeah. Take your eat, pray, love adventure and see what you find, you know, within. But I mean, college is about so many things, not just, you know, my daughter's graduating right now. She's 18, so she's getting ready to go. She has no idea what she wants to do, but you start that next chapter, right?
That's interesting. That's the difference between the United States and Canada, where I grew up, because in Canada, you always take a year,
two or three years,
like a leap year, and you go, everyone I knew went and surfed in Australia for a year and did a Europe year, and then you come back at 20 or 21, and then you go to college and kind of know what you want. I feel like there's a lot of money being wasted in the States.
Yeah, I do too. I don't know why it's not like that in America, because that is so great
for
young
American 18-year-olds don't know how to like.
I wasn't aware of that. That's really smart. I was encouraging my daughter to do that, just to like breathe. Like they've been grinding, right?
Yeah.
And when you finish high school, it's like you have one summer to go crazy, and then you know, the rules here are just so different. You don't.
But then, are you a loser if you like show back up to college as a freshman?
No.
As your
well, it's different
year.
Here, though. I mean, how many it people start college at 22?
I mean, it like then you're it lame.
I like the philosophy, but it's definitely.
Well, she could also study abroad. Number one, she said she's 20, so she's obviously not gone straight from high school to college. So, I mean, this could be a time where you do maybe try to move to a bigger city, maybe go to college in a bigger city, just get a taste of something else. And you don't have to decide you want to be a nurse now.
There's tons of time for nursing.
But it's so true. I mean, college is for almost anything but education, I feel like.
Don't remind her, Becca.
But it's not even the bad stuff. It's just sort of like getting to know who you are without your family and without the comfort of your own hometown and meeting people from all over the world and like discovering all these incredible things. So And it's a built-in, like, safety net almost, the college things, because you're not just picking a city on the map and going off and moving there. You're going to have, like, a built-in schedule and built-in friends. And so maybe do find, like, a place that you can go. New York City. Maybe you go find a school in New York City and you go do that. Like, and also nothing's permanent when you're 20. You can do so many things and you're not trapped. Just don't get pregnant.
Becca Tobin, ladies and gentlemen. Becca Tobin.
It's true.
Well, until
you have children, go do you.
And
you know
people,
what I mean?
Like rag on college so much, and so many kids don't want to go because they think it's going to be all this responsibility.
But then it's
like once you graduate and have to go to real life and a real job, that's
almost like the delayed.
Yes.
Just go back to college.
Super senior.
Super senior.
Should we create
30 plus college for
females? Like a show.
Or should we just go to college?
That'd be so much fun.
It'd be so good. It'd be in a sorority.
I'm into it. We are basically
with these girls around.
Yes, it's true. This Jordan, our intern, our little USC sorority girl.
Full ride to USC. Nice. She's so smart. I'm pretty. Anyway, okay, so check out Modern Mom, but where can we download the app? In the App Store?
Yes, in the App Store, Brookbody. You can pretty much find it anywhere on any device, and it'll be fun. It's like fun fitness, and it works, and it's effective, and I'm like right there sweating every moment of the way
with
everyone.
Was that hard to shoot?
Well, I shoot every week. So, like, some people shoot a workout video and they loop it in, or they do like 1, 2, 3 and they show them.
Right.
I do the whole workout in its entirety, the entire way, because I want to relate and like feel my body and inspire people. Anyway. So, it's hard.
That's why you look like that. And your social media, where can tell everyone where to follow
you? Just Brooke Burke. It's easy all across the board.
Easy to find. You need to get at Brooke.
At Brooke.
Because I'm at Kelty and this
I'd
is
like
at
to know.
I have a fun fact for that. They're not doing that anymore.
See, that's so
cool. Your guys are way cooler
than
I am.
So we're in?
No, but
they're
you
not
and
doing
I...
any like generic names for Instagram handles anymore. Because I was going to get Jack for my Jack Wisdom one.
Yeah.
And I just missed the cut.
So you're lucky that you have that.
But when you have an iconic name like Brooke Burke, people know who
you
are.
True. Yeah.
Like you want to be Brooke.
Brooke's just like the girl you went to school with. You know what I mean? Brooke Burke is it.
Thank you.
She does.
Okay, so fun, girls.
Follow at Kelty, at Jack Vanek, at The Lady Gang. And make sure to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and Spotify and tell your friends. Leave us a nice review, Eloise. And and haters. We will.
Haters. See you next Tuesday.
Can you stop with a lip gloss?
I'm sorry. I'll see you next Tuesday.
No. See you next Tuesday. Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Let's face it, sometimes multitasking can be overwhelming, like when your favorite podcast is playing and the person next to you is talking and your car fan is blasting, all while you're trying to find the perfect parking spot. But then again, sometimes multitasking is easy, like quoting with Progressive Insurance. They do the hard work of comparing rates so you can find a great rate that works for you, even if it's not with them. Give their nifty comparison tool a try, and you might just find getting the rate and coverage you need is easy. All you need to do is visit Progressive's website to get a quote with all the coverages you want, like comprehensive and collision coverage or personal injury protection. Then you'll see Progressive's direct rate, and their tool will provide options from other companies all lined up and ready to compare, so it's simple to choose the rate and coverages you like. Press play on comparing auto rates. Quote at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.